Speaking of berries, you'll never guess where Larry Weber is. I don't suppose it's a coincidence that Larry rhymes with berry. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Yeah, one of the many things that July has to offer is I see it as the beginning of the berry season. The berry season stretches way into the fall, but July is where it all begins, and I happen to be at that beginning this week. Strawberry farm near me opened up, and of course it brings in the people. You plant them, they will come. And many, many pickers are here with me this morning, but I feel it's just a neat community. I like the fact that everybody wants to come out and pick their own berries. I've been picking strawberries every day lately. And then, as I said before we went on the air, I picked and ate the first blueberry, wild blueberry of the season this morning as well. So, yeah, the berry season is beginning. Red elderberries are ripe now along many sites. If you can remember the elderberry plant that blossomed back in May, well, it has ripe berries right now. And then there's a few others. I picked and ate the first dewberry of the season this year. Dewberry is like some people call it a dwarf raspberry or dwarf blackberry. So the berry season is starting to move on. Plenty of other things of note. You know, we've had hot weather the last 2 days, both days, mid to upper 80s. Yesterday at our house, we recorded 88 degrees, and it feels hot. But put things in perspective, Lisa, this is amazing. 81 years ago, starting today, was an incredible week in Duluth. It went from July 7 to July 13. And the high temperatures on every one of those days was in the 90s or above, 3 times 100 or above. Incredible. The highest temperature of all that time was 106 degrees, and that was recorded on the 13th of July. But on the 7th of July, this date, 100 degrees was recorded. It's amazing. Even after all this time, 81 years, 6 of those 7 days that week are still records, record high temperatures. To make things even more and putting it more in perspective, in those days, they kept the temperatures down by the lake. So we can imagine what it was like perhaps elsewhere. I wonder who lived through those days, can talk to tell us about them. Wow. And to get a little bit closer to home, just last year, July of last year was not known to be the hottest month, though we did get 90 degrees one time. What it was that left such a memory of July of last year is that we had 3 major storms. First one on July 5, which was mostly wind and knocked down lots of trees in the area. And then on July 11, we had hard rains, which caused floodings in different places in the area. And then on July 21, we had a really terrific storm that came through shortly after midnight, lasted for only a couple of hours, but it was a combination of both. And once again, lots of trees down and so forth. So July is quite a month. It's not the kind of month to sleep through. Just keep your eyes open. Things happen. And if you, those who didn't want to get out in the heat and perhaps have a chance to get out after dark, I'd like to recommend we are at the full moon time. Last night I took a pleasant walk looking at the full moon, but also looking at the plethora of fireflies. This is firefly time right now. And, oh, you know, a lot of people have horrible, nasty things they say about bugs. But, boy, fireflies don't fall in that category. I don't think I've met anybody who doesn't like fireflies. It's just a wonderful insect. It is the male, for the most part, that we see flying around, flashing the light. And it is the female, which sits on the ground. And so if you're walking around and you happen to see a light down on the ground, it's usually the female. Yes, most insects don't use visual cues for mating, but that's what happens here. Speaking of insects, this is also the butterfly time. We still have some tiger swallowtails around, but they're on their way down right now, and they are being replaced by a beautiful orange and black butterfly, common in the fields and so forth, of butterflies called fritillaries. There are several kinds of them, and they are out there, and I've been seeing those lately as well as the white admirals. They've been showing up quite a lot, a black butterfly with white lines on it. Plenty of kinds of dragonflies are out there as well, and of course the spiders. As we get into July, the spiders are growing in the springtime, and their webs keep getting bigger. And I had some wonderful spider web walks this week with the dew and some fog. They show up just terrifically. Fledgling time in the world of birds. If you're hearing strange noises in your yard from birds that are probably the babies that have left the nest, we call them fledglings. I have a family of white-breast nuthatch that's been showing up in the last couple days. There are other nests still going on, the second brood of a robin and Phoebe in my backyard. And then there is still the first one nest. I have a nest of a wood pewee that I've been watching every day. Some birds are still singing. Singing has winds down as we get through July, but I hear songs in my backyard every day, from red-eyed vireo, hermit thrush, a beautiful, beautiful flute-like song, and the scarlet tanager is an absolutely beautiful bird itself, but it has a great song to go with it. And so those are all still singing. There's a scattering of others, indigo bunting and a number of kinds of warblers, the song sparrow and so forth, that are still singing. Now, of note is a bird that stopped singing this week, and that's a red-winged blackbird. That is fascinating. They show up in March, and they start singing every day, and they continue that everyday song until this week. Yesterday was the first day I did not notice they were not singing. Roadside wildflowers, I call it roadside botany at this time, there's a new story out there every day. The three that I think really dominate are fireweed, milkweed, and evening primrose. Then throw in a few of the early sunflowers. I found a few of those out, and there's more of those every day. And then we have the leftovers from earlier in June. Things like daisy are very common outside right now. Bird's foot trefoil, a yellowish kind of flower. And then there's the big tall cow parsnip that is still blooming very well out there at this time. So we have roadside botany is just excellent. It continues every single day. There seems to be a new kind of flower of some sort. So keep looking as you pass by. And now in the woods, thanks to the recent rains, we have just a huge growth of ferns. But amongst them, we are starting to get mushrooms. So it's early in the berry season, but it's also early in the mushroom season. So, yep, Lisa, there's plenty going on out there. And like you say, it looks like it's going to be a pleasant weekend. And so get out and enjoy it. And berry picking might be in your future, too.
Well, I'm just saying, Larry, if anybody wants to bring any berries by, I know how to make a darn good pie crust from scratch.
Hey, I'll keep that in mind, and throw in a little ice cream to go along with it, and you just might attract
a few. I think we're onto something, Larry. Hey, yeah. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk again next
week. Take care.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.